Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch from the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming on Thursday, November 19th. It'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's office and studios and seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, that's SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30, and the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time with 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, over 14,000 weaned calves, and 2,300 beef dairy crosses as well. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. Thursday, November 19th, 8 a.m., folks, Superior Livestock's been delivering dependable for over 30 years. Check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
She's the director and lead economist for the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. Caitlin McCulloch says there seems to be more questions than answers when it comes to beef demand and beef utilization in these final days of 2020.
Demand for beef in the fourth quarter has been called into question as we did make our way inside and started to see COVID cases rise, what that would mean for beef, specifically related to holiday parties and corporate events that tend to serve items such as prime rib and ribeyes in a larger volume than maybe you would see any other place in the holiday season. That's not the complete beef demand story. There's other seasonal cuts that are more favored in home cooking applications, and they usually do fairly well in cold weather, including chucks and rounds. Both of those primal values increased over last week, as did loins. Now, if we turn to some of the other primal values, brisket, short plate, and primal all ended the week above the week before, but particularly the short plate and flank values are much more closely tied to export values. And in the latest trade data, U.S. beef exports have not been doing as well as last year, and a lot of that's pandemic related.
Caitlin, with the increase in COVID-19 cases, I know that gives us a lot of uncertainty about what's going to go on in society regarding lockdowns and the like. Do you think this uncertainty is going to impact beef and, as a result, perhaps cattle prices?
Unfortunately, I think the answer is not very clear. I think it's yes and no. So the cutout in primal values today or last week seem to suggest that they're ignoring some of that chatter right now. The demand is good. There's wholesale buying. And some of that may be supported by there are some reports of some panic buying happening in some areas again. A lockdown in general will not bring good news for any of the animal proteins, and some of that will be dependent on struggling income levels, whether we get another stimulus. And as the pandemic or the financial implications of that pandemic start to weigh on certain income groups, you would expect those preferences to change away from beef in a pretty substantial way, given where pork and chicken are priced at the retail meat counter. I would expect beef to maybe have to struggle a little bit more in that environment, but we're moving to probably, I see this as an income-driven change in preferences to less expensive alternatives. So that usually doesn't follow some of those meat and non-carcass meat characteristics, such as alternative meats and things like that. You'd expect less choices made on those types of characteristics and more based on what the price point is for some of those families.
So, Caitlin, I guess we're talking about price points going to be a real concern, especially for beef versus pork versus chicken. But up to this point, it seems like beef has been able to hold its own really pretty well.
I think you're right. It's been a little surprising, the pop we've seen, and maybe that's a signpost we can hang our hat on for the rest of the year. Now, I like to remind us that in 2019, the fourth quarter retail meat demand index was the highest we had on our record back to 2000. So it seems unlikely we'll have that good of a year to kind of either match 2019 or come close. But I've been watching ribeyes had a tremendous year in 2019, and the wholesale value has hung with that price through October. Now, it did separate a little bit. It fell relative to the 2019 values in the last couple of weeks, but everything I've seen is more promising for the beef demand picture than maybe what we would have expected a few months ago.
The director, lead economist for the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.